So Kara says hi back, Red.
Yep, hello.
Hello, and we're listening to...
Music with Kara Hour.
Woohoo! Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you on that last song there. You know, I guess it was a good tune and everything, but I got a bias because Led Zeppelin, you know, did that too.
I love them both, but even though I was listening to this one, I was still hearing Led Zeppelin too.
Yeah, so. Well, I was listening to him butcher Led Zeppelin.
Oh, no.
All right, well, you know, you got to listen to other bands playing there. You know, that's what every time you go to one of them cover bands, and yep. they squeak when they should have squealed or something like that. You know, that's it's hard to listen to that because you have a bias to your original band.
Because you're waiting for that part, and then...
Yeah, and then they choke.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, what'd you do, man? That was the highlight of the song, and you just whack.
That is disappointing.
Yeah, so that's why I'm really not into cover bands too much. Besides that, some of the people who are kind of like lookalikes in the cover bands, they really look much alike.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, like Madonna, when we went to that show with your mom, you weren't there, were you?
I wasn't there.
No. Man, her and Prince. Yeah, the guy sort of sounded like Prince. Sort of.
Yeah.
He put on a show. Your mom enjoyed it. All right, so anyway, now where?
Now we're going to do I Can't Have You Blues by Alice in Chains.
I Can't Have You Blues. Is this an original of theirs?
Yes.
All right, so we don't have to worry about it.
It's one of those Alice in Chains songs that isn't dark and moody, so.
Cool. Well, it's like, you know, you can't improve on perfection. When somebody originally does something and it sounds good, you know.
But then there's a new kind of perfection. It's not the same perfection, but...
Yeah, well, there have been a few bands out there that attempted such. Some of them mm-hmm. pulled it off a little bit, but most of them just massacre your favorite song. Anyway, here we go. Alice in Chains, I Can't Have You Blues.
I can't have you blues. No. Oh,
cool, I guess. I Can't Have Your Blues.
Yep.
You know, this is Music with Kara Hour number 39.
That's a lot of shows.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we're going to have to, when you get to the 100 mark, we'll have to have a bash.
Okay.
It's like what do they call that? A marathon. You know, where you run 24 hours, nothing but tunes. And, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Or you could just get out there and physically run a marathon.
No.
You don't like that idea? All right, well, then we'll just, do a marathon on the radio on your 100th show. Yeah.
Cool.
We might sneak a short marathon in prior because we get tired of waiting.
Right.
Yeah.
Get to 95 or so.
Yeah, like that. All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do All Night Thing by Temple of the Dog.
Well, we just got through talking about a marathon, too. I wonder if that's related. All right, Temple of the Dog, All Night Thing. Here we go. Some motion to me that you wanted to leave. Go somewhere warm where we'd be alone. Oh, I do not know what's going on, but I'm guessing. Okay, so 39 shows, it's like one a week. That shows out to about 8.97533.
So is that like eight,
almost 9 months?
That's a lot of money.
We have to do a year anniversary show too.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe not a marathon. Well, maybe. Who knows? It just depends on what kind of mood we're in, I guess. Anyway, and then 100 show bash. Dun, 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 dun. All right, so now what are we doing?
Now we're going to do We Are the Guitar Men by The Darkness.
Yeah, The Darkness. They're the ones that got me in trouble with your mom.
But they're fun.
Yeah. All right, so I ain't going to say the song because... No. All right, here we go. We Are the Guitar Men by The Darkness.
Were it not for my guitar, my hands would both be idle, my brain suicidal, for I would not have an outlet for the tidal wave of feelings in my heart. When I'm trying not to cry, I grab her by the neck and strike her with a plectrum. A life without accompaniment would wreck me, so I hope we never part. Give me a guitar. Of my soul, something to believe in, truth be told.
Okay, so that sounded kind of like an Eddie Van Halen attempt there.
Yeah. Eruption. No.
Yeah, but it's so bad.
Yeah.
So bad, it's all right, yeah. Yeah, I can tolerate that. Even though I do get a migraine. What'd you talk about Neil bashing his head and you trying to give him good advice?
Yeah, I'm not great with advice. And so when he bashed his head and he was sitting on the ground because it hurt, I walked up to him and I said something about, this is a really great opportunity. And then I tried to, you know, bring something positive into it. So that
good opportunity for doing a commercial about headache medicine.
Broaden your perspective.
That's it. All right. So it might be one of those light bulb moments.
Yeah.
Or the little birdies and the stars that you see in cartoons. Oh, I got an idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think you did the right thing. So what are we doing now?
Now it's going to be Hard-Headed Woman by Wanda Jackson.
When we just got to talk about what? Dang. Poor Neil. All right, here we go.
Do you like love songs? Well, we think this is one of the most beautiful love songs that's ever been written, and we'd like to do it especially for all of y'all. It goes like this. Do that again. That's pretty. So with a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been a causing trouble ever since the world began. Why don't you? Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began. Ooh, yeah. Well, a hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Well, Adam said to Eve, now listen here to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Why don't you? Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began. A hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. You bet, yeah. Well, I heard about a king who was doing swell. Then he started playing with that evil Jezebel. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began, a hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Well, Samson told Delilah, loud and clear, I keep your cotton-picking fingers off my curly hair. Well, oh yeah, ever since the world began, a hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Let's go again.
Dancing to that one, and don't tell your mom, but yeah, a hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. You know what I mean?
Oh, you just started trouble.
Oh, did I start a ruckus? Oh yeah, that she probably listened. Yeah. Doomed, I say, doomed. All right. Well, Adam did try to tell. Did he ever try to tell her the Eve not to mess with that apple tree? I don't think he did.
I don't know.
I think he'd probably sleep on the job, man. Don't mess with the apple tree, woman. You gotta set your foot down. Don't mess with the apple tree, woman.
I mean, that's just gonna make him want to mess with the apple tree more, but...
Yeah. The hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of every man. That lady just sung it.
Yeah.
Hey, there's truth in story. So... You think your mom will forget what I said earlier?
Oh, no. Definitely not.
All right. So where are we going?
Now we're going to go to Big Love by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, Big Love. I have big love for you, baby. No, don't be beating me up. All right. Here we go.
in the night so still. Oh, I build you a kingdom that howls on the hill.
The other day, whenever you blacked your eye with the piano, what note was playing?
Well, it wasn't actually the piano keys. It was the side of the piano that sticks out.
Oh, yeah. So you were playing percussion and not...
Yeah.
Yeah. Ouch.
Made a good thud.
Anyway, did anybody give you any good advice?
Well, luckily I was the only one awake.
Oh, yeah, That's the best time to do something that, otherwise would get you ridiculed if somebody actually watched you do it,
Yeah.
It's like that whole stomping on a rake thing. You go out there to see if that really works, and you stomp on a rake and it hits you in the face, and everybody's like, what were you thinking?
Well, that's why you have someone else to do it, to see if it really works.
Yeah, go stomp on that rake, see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bad idea, and I don't like it. Anyway, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to Dance Macabre by Ghost.
Dance Macabre by Ghost. This had a weird-looking doggone video to it.
It's definitely better if you see the video. It's more of an experience, but the song's still good.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you one thing. If I go to a party, and there's a dude in there that looks like the dude in that video... I ain't going in. I saw the movies.
Well?
They eat your face off, but come on in.
That's why you join them.
We're going to have dinner. What? Who's on the menu? I ain't going in. No. You can go in. I'll send you in. You could come back and tell me whether or not it's safe or not. If you don't show up, I'll get the hint.
That is awful.
What? You want to play take your daughter to the slaughter the last time around.
And now you're sending your daughter to the slaughter.
We don't necessarily know that it's a slaughter yet.
Right.
Until you get in there and start screaming. I'll kick the door in and run in like the cavalry, man. Do some Jackie Chan on them. Drag you out.
Okay.
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 That sounds good.
Deal.
We got a plan. Ghost Dance Macabre. Is that macabre or cabre? Is that like a chupacabra?
I don't think it's like a chupacabra, but I'm not sure.
What if there's a chupacabra in the party?
Do they go into high places? Maybe just hang out in high places?
I don't know. So run up the stairs?
Yeah, it'd kind of be like the floor is lava, only with an animal.
Yeah. All right, so logic is gone. We're going to play some music now. Here we go.
This is the place, man.
I'm not sure, man.
Party, party!
Can I help you, boys?
Yeah, we're here for the party, man.
What party?
The party? You know, the party? I mean, I'm looking right at a party here. Disco, chicks, you know, we're here for the...
Oh, right. You mean this party? We've been expecting you.
was ominous.
Yeah.
All right, so don't go into the party. Especially if it's got some guy laughing like that. Yeah.
Or, you know, see what happens.
Do go in and see what happens. Just roll the dice and say, hoo-hoo, let's go, man.
Well, if you don't go in, you'll never know.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's better not to know. There's some things you just shouldn't know. Man. So what are we doing now?
Now we're doing What You're Doing by Rush.
What You're Doing by Rush. What You're Doing is Disturbing, Man. Yeah, what do you think?
Okay.
You sick little monkey. All right, now. Here we go. Rush. Rush is a good band.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
You think you're out of sight, but you're so little, why you have to make
so, you can never go wrong with Rush, man.
Nope.
Rush is a good band. Anyway, where are we moving along to here?
Now we're going to go to The Wizard by Black Sabbath.
Wizard. Yeah, see, that's why you should have took The Wizard to the party.
Well,
if everything goes awry, The Wizard can do that stuff, man. Did you see Merlin?
No.
Merlin did some cool stuff. Yeah?
Was it magic?
Yeah, magic.
Okay.
Go watch the series Merlin.
I've never heard of it.
You have missed out on so much. Merlin was a good series. Yeah, you can watch it on Netflix.
Okay.
Merlin. Yeah, it even rolls off the tongue good. So, if I was a wizard and I come in there and that dude was getting all creepy and everything, and I'd go like that, turn him into a toad.
What if you turned everyone into animals?
Then it'd be a boring party, because now you'd have a bunch of sheep stuff everywhere. Or whatever animal, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just saying. Or, you know, like snakes and stuff.
Ooh.
Some people don't like snakes. All right, anyway. So, The Wizard, Black Sabbath?
Yes.
All right, let's get to it.
Thank you.
basement.
I did, yep. It's Indigo and Hematite.
Cool. Is that relevant to the next song?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
But it is cool.
Yeah.
I got these rocks right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give me that. Peridot. It's a cool rock.
I don't know what that does, but...
We gotta Google it.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, there was a moment there. Okay, now what?
Okay, so this next song is the last song before the mystery song.
Oh, yeah, the mystery song. Okay, forget the mystery song. Tell them what they're gonna win.
A free trip to the refrigerator for drinks and snacks.
Yeah, all expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. And this time, though, they gotta tell the date of this one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we can't just keep giving away these free trips for drinks and snacks to the refrigerator. I mean, it's gonna cost them money.
Yeah.
You notice I said them, right?
Yeah, not us, but yeah.
I think it's a good gift, man. A good prize or whatever.
Yeah.
You get to go have snacks guilt-free. Sort of. All right, so here we go. We're going to go with first Black Sunshine with White Zombie. And so then right after this one here, don't jump the gun. This isn't the mystery song. It's the one that's coming next. It's the mystery song.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, so that was a good tune. Now it's the time y'all been waiting for, a mystery song. So this one here, you got to guess the song name, the artist, and the actual date that this one was done there. So with that said, here you go. And if you find out the date and the name and the song, the artist, then you win an all-expense trip, vacation, or trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks.
Choose.